Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I first wanted to reach out to State Senator Kathy Austin after she believes she sits on the she's the vice chair of the Public Safety and Security Committee, and the statistics about you know auto fatalities in Connecticut was stunning. You know, from 250 in 2019 to 2020, we had 301 to 326 last year. And whether it's the state police not being as active or distracted driving, either way, something, you know, really probably needs to be done about it. And we want to talk about that. But then, you know, in today's news, she's proposing an increase in funding for nonprofits to pay their employees more to make it more attractive to work in that sector, because there's a lot of unfilled jobs in that sector. Maybe we'll start there with the Deputy President Pro Tem in the Senate. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
So listen, good to be with you. Sorry.
Good to be with you, too.
Listen, this increase in funding for nonprofits, I think it's conceptually a great idea. I mean, I've sat on the board of a couple nonprofits. It's hard to attract good people. They don't pay that well. Just give us an overview of what you're proposing.
Sit on the boards of nonprofits, and you know nonprofits were originally designed to move services from the state sector into the nonprofit environment, but the lion's share of their funding still comes from the state of Connecticut via Medicaid funding and Medicare funding. So we essentially on the state level decide the overall salaries and the ability of the nonprofits who take care of our most vulnerable residents, whether it's in nursing homes or those with disabilities or those with mental health needs. And the needs for mental health treatment over the last 2 years has increased immensely over the last 2 years, some of it relative to COVID and some of it just relative to the fact that we have been not funding the resources necessary. And we need to pay many of the people that work in nonprofits have four-year degrees. Because it would be a requirement to work with the clients that they work with. And so it's time for us to address this issue.
I didn't know that, you know, there was a direct state contribution that ended up helping salaries of nonprofits in general. So that's news to me. How do you make sure it goes, if this passes, that the money goes to the right? I mean, nonprofits are all for helping, obviously, but how do you make sure that it actually goes towards paying and trying to attract people to work in this sector?
Well, many of the many of the increases that we have given to nonprofits over the last 3 or 4 years have been relative to, we have made sure that they were relative to salaries. But we also have to make sure that for, we only have, I'll just use as an example, DDS. We have less than 30 group homes that are state-run and over 800 that are run by nonprofit environments. We also have to make sure that they're able to meet the needs of that particular group home relative to increase in fuel, increase in health insurance for their employees, increase in insurance for the building, increase in feeding the clients that they have. So it's a balance between making sure that a percentage of the increase goes directly to salaries and a percentage of the increase goes directly to fund the cost of running group homes.
We're talking with Senator Kathy Austin here on Brian and Company on WTSE News Talk 1080. Brian Shackman here. You know, when I saw the statistics about traffic fatalities in Connecticut, basically, you know, the percentage, I mean, forget about the percentage, I mean, 250 in 2019 and 326 in 2021. That's 2 years. You get a huge pop. I have my right. own opinions, but why do you think this is such an increasing issue?
I think that people were out driving during COVID, got used to driving very fast. There was little traffic on highways. And not only have we met with the commissioner of the Department of Public Safety, we also met with one of the chairs of Public Safety. We met with the Chief of Police Association, and they indicated that the same thing is happening on secondary roads. So this is not just a state police issue. This is an issue statewide. And it really is that people have become used to driving way too fast and have not adjusted their behavior now that our traffic is returning to normal. That's a huge portion of that, and that is very much looked at by the Department of Transportation, and they believe that a portion of this, or a reasonable person looking at this, is people got so used to driving too fast and they have not adjusted their speed.
Well, no, I think distracted driving is a huge part of it, and I also, you see the statistics about whether it's state police or local, if fewer people getting pulled over, is it less of a priority for state police and local police to deal with traffic and speeding?
We actually looked at the numbers, and the numbers are increasing for traffic. As far as state police are concerned, the numbers are increasing for traffic citations, and those that are being pulled over were almost back to pre-pandemic levels. Looking at, we didn't have December's numbers, but once December's numbers come in, we believe that we'll be very close to pre-pandemic traffic safety pullovers, so okay. that people can be addressed either through a citation or through a warning for whatever the reason is that they're being pulled over, whether it's a taillight out or they're driving too fast.
Right.
Each one would have its own consequence.
A couple of quick questions here before we let you go. We appreciate the time, Senator Kathy Austin here on Brian and Company. What can state government do to help?
Well, we have to continue doing what we're doing. Many of what we have done for many local police departments and the state police is making sure that they have the tools necessary. And those are things that we purchase on the state level for some local departments and the state. Through bonding, and for the state police, we have to continue. There has been a clear focus over the last 3 years to increase the number of classes that we have for state police so that we can get them back up to the numbers that they need to be at. That was a clear focus of Commissioner Rivella since he has been the commissioner of DESP, and that is a clear focus of mine and the Public Safety Committee. And I'm also the chair on appropriations, and that has been something that we have made sure that we have those classes in with the correct resources to make sure that we're funding the salaries for these new people and the resources they need, whether it's uniforms or cars or the correct training. And that's our focus right now, is to make sure that we're fully funding those things.
All right, real quick, in terms of special powers by Governor Ned Lamont, do you think some of them should be extended next month?
I'd have to read them. I voted against giving him extended powers last time, and I am happy that the legislature will have an opportunity to debate these issues, but the devil's in the details, and I have seen no language on anything that anybody is asking to be extended, and until I see that language and see what the implications are of it, I really can't speak on it.
All right, but you're not necessarily close to it. You just want to see how they are.
Any legislation that we pass, until I read the legislation, the legislation is designed to be looked at, to be debated, to be in making sure that we're correctly interpreting the legislation, and that's what I have to do.
All right. Senator, thank you so much for the time. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
All right, Senator Kathy Austin, of course, talking to us about a whole range of issues from...
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.